Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Our topic today is titled, The Way to Kingdom Greatness. Today's meditation was written by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. I have just read from the New King James Version. Even though Eze had great spiritual gifts and could prophesy very accurately, certain events unfolded that revealed to him that he was not yet a man of great esteem in heaven. It became clear to him that as far as heaven was concerned, he was nothing, still a spiritual babe with little authority. This troubled him greatly because he had been a believer for many years. In the kingdom of God, it is possible for someone to be great and highly esteemed, and it is possible for someone to be nothing, still of little esteem, as Apostle Paul points out in today's Bible verse. Daniel was a man of great esteem in heaven. An angel appeared to him and told him so. You can see this in Daniel chapter 10 verse 11. It says, he said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you. A man who is something in the kingdom of heaven is a prince who has great authority. He is a man who can move the hand of heaven and speak to the ear of God. That is God's will for all his children. But the way to this level of eternal kingdom greatness and relevance is the way of love. You see, in the kingdom of God, we are not all in the same level. There are some that Jesus referred to as being called great in the kingdom of God, and there are others that are referred to as being least in the kingdom of God. When a person is spiritually mature, he begins to handle great spiritual authority. It's just like physically speaking. A father can have many children, but until those children grow up to maturity and become sons, he cannot hand to them the family business. Many believers are not walking in the kingdom authority that God has willed to them because they have not yet matured spiritually. One of the biggest signs of spiritual maturity is walking in selflessness and love. Love is the fruit that shows that a believer is now spiritually mature. Spiritual gifts, on the other hand, can be received even by spiritual babes, as we saw in the case of the Corinthian Christians. Daniel was a man that had great esteem in heaven. How do we know this? Daniel prayed and fasted for many days because of his love for God's people, not because of a personal need. An angel appeared to him and told him many things, and we can deduce that the reason this angel appeared to him was because he was a man of great value in God's kingdom. No matter the spiritual gift a person walks in, if he doesn't walk in love, he is nothing, a man of little value in the kingdom of heaven. Go into today determined to be a person of great value in God's kingdom. Remember that the key to this is walking in love. Pray like this. Ask the Lord to deliver you from all worldliness that makes it difficult for you to walk in love. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 1 to chapter 2. Now this Bible plan reading is continuous. So if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible. Stream Globe Devotional is interdenominational and non-denominational. Kindly join in sharing this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. If you wish to get the devotional audio that comes with audio Bible for today's yearly Bible plan reading, it is available on our Telegram group. You can join this group by clicking on the link at the end of today's devotional text. If you wish to partner with us to print and distribute free Stream Globe devotional copies to secondary school students, you can do so by clicking on the link just before the name of today's author. God bless you as you do so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please beware of scammers. No one in Stream Globe will ever call you or send you a WhatsApp message asking for any code or personal information or for money. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524. Or +234 90555 6538.